Hey everyone. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about mental health and how to navigate life's ups and downs. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, this week is all about resilience because life throws curveballs, right? Some days feel like a winning streak at the carnival, and others, well, let's just say they're more like losing that last round of skee-ball. But here's the thing. It's not about avoiding the dips or pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's about building your inner strength so you can bounce back from those setbacks stronger than ever. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by life's unpredictable winds? You know that feeling when a plan goes sideways and you just want to curl up in a ball and say, "Nope, not today, universe." Well, guess what? We've all been there. But it doesn't have to be the end of the world. In fact, it can be a chance for growth. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build resilience in the face of adversity. First up, embrace those setbacks as learning opportunities. Seriously. Think about it like this. Imagine you're trying to learn a new skill, like juggling. Are you going to get it perfect on the first try? Probably not. You're gonna drop some balls, maybe even trip over your own feet. But that's okay. Every fumble is a chance to adjust your technique, figure out what works better, and come back stronger. Second, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, people. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity spiral when things don't go our way, but remember, you're human. You're allowed to make mistakes, feel disappointed, even get frustrated. Instead of beating yourself up, try offering some words of encouragement, like you would to a friend going through a tough time. Third, focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are beyond our control, weather, traffic, other people's actions, the list goes on. But we can always choose how we react to those things. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, shift your energy towards what you can influence, your attitude, your efforts, your choices. Next up, build a strong support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Connect with loved ones, friends who lift you up, or even online communities where people understand what you're going through. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others can make a world of difference. It's like having a built-in cheering squad, ready to celebrate your wins and offer a shoulder to lean on during the tough times. And finally, remember to celebrate your victories, big and small. Life is all about progress, not perfection. Every step forward, every challenge overcome, deserves to be acknowledged and celebrated. Give yourself a pat on the back for getting through another day, for showing up even when you don't feel like it, for simply existing in this crazy world. Let me tell you a story. Remember that time I tried to bake that 3-tier cake for my friend's birthday? Disaster. The frosting collapsed, the tiers wouldn't stack properly, and let's just say, it looked more like Mount Vesuvius than a masterpiece. I wanted to throw in the towel, but then I remembered. It's okay to mess up. Instead of giving up, I turned that disaster into a funny story, salvaged what I could, and ordered a pizza for everyone. We laughed about the whole thing, and it ended up being a memorable birthday party anyway. Sometimes those failures can lead to unexpected moments of joy and connection. So remember, building resilience isn't about avoiding setbacks or pretending everything is perfect. It's about learning from those bumps in the road, treating yourself with kindness, focusing on what you can control, leaning on your support system, and celebrating every victory no matter how small. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to build your resilience? Share it in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and remember you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.